Search my heart, O God. Tell me where I go when I go along this way. You have made these eyes, but often I am blind as I go along this way. Do I go to where the light is, where the darkness hides? Have I rested by still waters deep, or walk the desert dry? Oh my God, search my heart. Oh my God, search my heart.
Stop living life as if this isn't what life is about. Saying, why is this or that happening? Seriously, this or that is exactly what life is about. Life is living in the mess, with the mess, and even sometimes being the mess. This is life. Being in the moment, accept it just as it is and rest yourself. Stop working against what is and work with it. Take a pause. Sit and be with the one. It's yours. So, Compassionate Observer, the Loving Kindness Meditation is a meditation that is modeled from the Buddhist tradition, and that's what we'll be working with this morning. If this is your first time here, first of all, I want to say my name is Jennifer, and I welcome you. I'm so glad you're a part of our Songs of Meditation this morning. We take a time in the morning, and especially right now in July, a particularly long period of time, to cultivate inner stillness within ourselves and do some very deep listening. And during the month of July, we're doing that listening around self-compassion and compassion for others. This meditation is to help us cultivate that compassion within ourselves, first toward ourselves, toward others that are very easy to love, and then we work on offering compassion to those who are more difficult, or even someone we might consider an enemy. So for the past 2 weeks, we worked on self-compassion. For the first Sunday, we did a very long, extended period of time with self-compassion. Last week, we condensed that so that we can begin to work with that person that's easy to love. And this week, we'll be working with a difficult person in our life. So we'll condense self-compassion. We'll condense the person that's easy to love so that we can have a little bit of it more expanded time around that difficult person in our lives. So that's the trajectory that we're on. Next week, go ahead and prepare yourselves. We'll be working with our person we might call an enemy. We have skipped the neutral person. When we record and offer this online, I will be doing the neutral person. I'll do all 5 stages for the online self-compassion meditation. We do not have enough Sundays in July to do the neutral, so I am skipping the neutral. Please forgive me, but we'll work that in when we do the recordings, okay? I feel like I should say now, are there any questions? But I'm not going to ask that. So right now, I just want to invite you to stack your bones well. I am going to ask you to put your feet on the floor as a way to ground yourself. And when you're stacking your bones and you're sitting in a way that you're well supported, I'm going to invite you to see if you can feel the weight of your body on your sitting bones. I'm not sure if you've had enough body awareness lately to actually feel what that feels like, so I'm going to invite you to do that today. Feel your body weight on your bones. If it helps you to close your eyes so that you're not distracted by me, my movement, or anything that you would be seeing, then now's a good time to close your eyes. And I'm going to invite you to start attending to your breath. And by attending to your breath, I mean to start to notice yourself breathing and how your breath feels as you draw in your breath through your nostrils, feeling it flow down the back of your throat into your chest and into your abdomen. So noticing yourself now as you're breathing, as a way to bring your attention and intention toward this time of inner silence and meditating prayer. I want to say thank you for trusting me and the community to support you in this moment together as we work with compassion. So thank you. Thank you for being vulnerable. So just allow yourself to breathe now. And attending to your breath, noticing your breath, as you see your mind is thinking, which it will do, it will naturally do, just allow yourself then to go back to noticing your breath. Following your breath so that it's leading to you toward attentiveness. Being very intentional now, breathing, inhale, exhale. Just follow your breath for the next few moments. Trusting that your breathing is continuing quietly in the background now, I'm going to ask you to move your attention toward the spirit at the heart of yourself, the center of yourself. Your divine nature, where compassion lives, where compassion is activated, where compassion is ignited, where compassion is stored. Move your attention toward the spirit at the center of yourself. Again, you can use your breathing. The word for breath and spirit is the same in our ancient text. So as you breathe and you follow that breath toward the center and you allow your attention to reside there at the center of yourself, resting in that quiet stillness, trusting your breathing continues as you attend to the spirit at the heart of yourself. Now I'm going to ask you, with this attention toward the center of yourself now, where compassion resides, to think about a moment that you had this past week that you're not happy with yourself. Something that you did, something you said, something you thought, either about yourself or someone else or a circumstance that you would consider a thing you are displeased with. Something you wish you would not have done or said or been a part of. Allow yourself now to recall that. Hold it in your mind and emotions. Allow yourself to feel whatever it is you feel about that moment. Don't resist it or try to push it away. Just let it be what it is. Notice the range of your feelings as you consider this again. Maybe it's something you wanted to forget, and now you're being challenged because it is there. It did happen. And that's okay. Now that you've seen it and you've remembered it and you've felt what you feel, I invite you now in your imagination to take a step back inwardly from whatever it is that you have remembered. Literally notice yourself taking that step back. And move into that inward part of yourself, the deep center of yourself, that place of interior freedom where the Spirit of God resides, and that compassion is not only abiding there but cultivated, and that flame of compassion is fanned by your breathing. Let it grow. Breathe and relax into this heart space of compassion. And as you do that, allow that compassion, imagine it flowing throughout your body and in and toward your eyes, toward your seeing. And imagine that compassion flowing out of your eyes, and it's you're now seeing with compassion. And now turn your eyes toward yourself with those eyes of compassion, toward that thing that happened. And now what do you see? What do you see when you look upon yourself through eyes of deep compassion and care and nurture? Remembering in your weakness and brokenness, you are allowing yourself a gift of love, that you are a work in progress and no one has ever been you before. And that the spirit at the center of yourself that you're working from right now, reflecting compassion towards yourself, bears with you lovingly and patiently. So now I'm going to invite you to come back to your breath, noticing yourself as you're breathing, letting go of that moment that you recalled, letting go of that, and now just breathe. Notice yourself as you're breathing, attending to your breath intentionally. And now I'm going to invite you to recall a person who has offered you compassion in your life. Someone who's loved you very deeply, very kindly. Someone it's easy to say, this person has given me compassion. Maybe perhaps you're remembering how they gave you compassion, what they did for you that was so loving, so kind, so warm and wonderful. And with those eyes of compassion that you've cultivated, once again, imagining compassion flowing throughout your body, because it is, you're not just imagining it. It really is there. And you're using the tools and faculties of your imagination to see it happening. And now that compassion flowing out of your eyes, turn your eyes toward that person through the eyes of compassion, seeing them through those eyes. What do you see when you see that person through the eyes of compassion? the eyes of deep care and the eyes of deep nurture. This person who is also weak, this person who is also broken, this person who has also never been them before, who is a work in progress. What do you see when you see that person through those eyes? Now I invite you to take a step back inwardly. Attend to your breath for a moment. Come back to your breath. Your breathing. Notice it and follow it for a moment. Releasing those thoughts from before. Simply and quietly attending to your breath now for just a moment. Now, with your awareness, I want you to think of someone who is difficult for you in life. It could be someone you work with. It could be a neighbor, maybe even a friend or a family member. But someone who you would say the relationship is not easy. It is difficult. And I want you to think about what makes the relationship difficult for you, not why. Not trying to answer it, but simply noting the difficulty for you. Spend a moment considering that. What feelings arise for you as you remember this difficult relationship? This relationship that you may consider challenging. It isn't easy. How are you feeling? Are you irritated? Does your energy deflate as you interact with these thoughts? What happens within you? Maybe even weariness? Do you feel like giving up? Whatever it is you're feeling, allow it to be there, remembering it. Thank you again for trusting this moment, allowing yourself to do this work. Now, step back inwardly. From the relationship, from the difficulty, from the feelings, take a step back. Even imagining yourself stepping back. This exercise that we're doing in this practice of stepping back is a very critical component to the meditation because it is the reminder to pause. So step back inwardly. And now, I invite you to fan the flame of compassion once again inside the heart space of yourself, the center of yourself, the inner dwelling where the spirit at the heart of yourself resides, where deep compassion resonates within you. Begin to breathe and allow your breath to be the component that the flame grows. Imagine yourself being consumed by the flame. a flame of compassion and love burning deeply and brightly within you. And with that compassion consuming you, with compassion leading you, turn your eyes toward that difficult person. And what do you see now? That difficult relationship. When you look at it through the eyes of compassion, now what do you see? This person who is also weak. This person who is also broken. This person who has also never been them before. This person who is also a work in progress. The same gift that you've given yourself of self-compassion, you're now offering to them. What do you see? The Spirit at the center of all of our beings bears lovingly and patiently with this person that you are remembering this morning. You are giving them a gift in your energy today as you reflect compassion toward them for their life and for your relationship. Now, as you take a moment to return to your breath, holding them in this light of compassion, returning to breath now, I invite you to offer gratitude for this gift that you've been given today. May you be safe from inner and outer danger. May you be well in body and mind. May you be at ease and fulfilled, and may you be filled with joy. Carry compassion with you. Make space in your life through the next week to work with compassion for yourself and for others. Take these words, this practice with you. Enact it in those moments when the body energy is rising and you are noticing that tension, and do that work of self-compassion and see how it changes your interaction in your practical daily life.
Search my heart, O God. Tell me where I go when I go along this way. You have made these eyes, but often I am blind as I go along this way. Do I go to where the light is, where the darkness hides? Have I rested by still waters deep, walk the desert dry? Oh my God, search my